Human beings have been hiding from God since the fall into sin. In Genesis 3, after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they covered themselves and hid. God called, "Where are you?" Not because he lacked information, but because he invited them to step out of hiding and stand truthfully before him. The same pattern continues today. When we sin, we may avoid prayer, withdraw from Christian community, become defensive, make excuses, or distract ourselves with work, entertainment, or constant activity. Hiding promises protection, but it produces isolation. God calls us out of hiding not to shame us, but to bring us into his grace and truth. Repentance takes courage because confession makes us feel exposed. We may fear rejection, consequences, or losing the image we have tried to maintain. Yet Christian repentance happens before the God who came seeking sinners through Jesus Christ. Jesus never minimized sin, but neither did he reduce people to their failures. He offered mercy, restored belonging, and called people into transformed lives. Peter is a powerful example. Although Peter denied Jesus 3 times, his story did not end there. After the resurrection, Jesus restored Peter, renewed his calling, and entrusted him to care for his people. Peter was restored not because his denial was unimportant, but because Christ's grace was greater than Peter's failure. Repentance also means refusing despair. Despair says, "Because I sinned, there is no future for me." While consequences may remain and trust may need to be rebuilt, the gospel does not say your sin is insignificant. It declares that Jesus Christ is sufficient. 1 John 1 teaches that we can walk in the light because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Walking in the light means we stop managing appearances and become willing to live truthfully before God. One helpful way to remember this process is the grace forgiveness tool. G, ground yourself in God's grace. Remember God's holiness, mercy, and faithfulness. R, recognize the truth. Honestly name your responsibility without minimizing or exaggerating it. A, ask, accept, or act. Ask God for forgiveness, receive his grace, and make repair where appropriate. C, choose release and wise repair. Let go of excuses and self-protection while taking practical steps toward accountability and change. E, entrust the outcome to Christ. You cannot change the past or control another person's response, but you can trust yourself and the situation to Jesus. Relief may not come immediately. You may still feel grief, remember what happened, or experience lasting consequences. Faith is not pretending everything feels better. Faith is continuing to bring the truth into Christ's presence. No one becomes worthy of grace. Grace is God's gift because of Jesus Christ. Your calling is not to earn forgiveness, but to come into the light, confess what is true, receive Christ's mercy, accept appropriate consequences, and take the next faithful step. The cross reminds us that sin is serious. The empty tomb reminds us that sin and death do not have the final word. Consider this question. Where is God inviting you to step out of hiding, receive his mercy, and take one truthful step forward today?